This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday, the opening day
of the
2025 NFL season. The Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles take on the Dallas Cowboys tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yes, it is finally here. A nice Thursday night kickoff of the NFL season. It's a beautiful day in Atlanta. We are all here. Abe's here. Sunday school Bo's over there, man of the man of the buttons. That's what he likes to call Sunday school Bo over there. But yeah.
Dressed up.
Dressed all up. Just looking nice and everything. Look at my guy. You know, no braids t-shirt, no Ron LaCuna, but you look nice.
Pants?
You look and pants?
Yeah.
You look very, very nice. Like I said, summer school Bo. Yes, but yeah, we are getting ready for this. I mean, as we get closer to Falcon season, heard some good stuff. I got a chance to listen to Rod yesterday and also listen to Michael Penix yesterday with the boys. So that was a good conversation they had with him. But yeah, man.
We'll let folks hear a good bit of both of those in the 11:40 segment.
Yeah, but I think the biggest thing is that, you know, the season's here, and it's been a drama-filled season. I know we're going to talk more about it tomorrow, but that's some messed up stuff they got the Chargers going all the way down there, man. The Chargers, and I'm talking, they play tomorrow against the Chiefs down in Brazil. Like, that's messed up. A team from way over there got to fly all the way down there and then fly back and don't get the week off.
I didn't realize
that. No, they play the following week against somebody.
Well, I guess their thought process is it's Friday, so you'll be able to.
Messed up.
It is. I agree.
That's foul. And then that field stunk. Remember how raggedy that field was last year?
That's the thing about a lot of these international games, whether it's college or pro. The fields,
this
What the difference is.
It's built for soccer.
I don't know why a soccer field can't be or vice versa.
Built for soccer, not football.
I know, but like, why?
Not football, because they have extra pads.
Why does the soccer grass get kicked up and sloppy?
I don't know.
Ireland, the game a couple weeks ago?
Yes.
The lines wouldn't even stay on the field.
Yes.
Like, that wasn't even the grass. That was just the paint they used wasn't even ready for
rain.
So it's like, well, you know, back to one of the shared beliefs of this show.
You damn right.
Play the games here.
Yep.
Don't play them
down
there.
I have no issue.
Here's what I'll say, though, to the Chargers and all other teams facing that issue going forward is get used to it.
Yep.
Because that's what it's going to be.
It's going to be everywhere.
Every team's going to have an international game every single year, not too long from
now.
It's going to be an 18-game season, and every team's going to play, you know, whatever your market is. And just, you know, obviously the Falcons have a game in Germany this year. I know that they were able to get some sort of marketing rights to the country of Germany.
Have we discussed a show or anything?
In Germany?
Yeah. Has it been discussed?
I think we floated it.
Oh, okay.
I'll go.
I mean,
you know people.
I know folks over there, man. I'm pretty sure a couple of my old military
buddies. Are you welcome back, though?
I think time
statute
has,
of limitations.
I think time has run out on that. Dog. I think that
30 years. Is
yeah, it's a long time since you know since I was over there.
What if we got to the airport?
Terrorizing the people.
We got to the airport. There was a wanted poster.
Or no. It was like Interpol. And like I'm trying to scan my passport. And like, sir, could you go over to that room right there?
And then you have to. All your Jason Bourne training kicks in. You're kicking everybody's ass.
We're thinking about. We've got some information on you back in 1991. So was it you? Yeah, it was me. But I paid my debt.
It was you that vandalized the sign on the base.
Yes, it was me. All right. Yes, it was.
You were beating up those Boy Scouts.
It was me. All right. I was in a different place in my life then, Bunk. All right. They started it.
Right.
Yeah, they started it.
Yeah. And don't get that confused though, because if we go over there for the show and some Boy Scouts start some trouble.
It's like their ass.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do. But if we can get you cleared for return to Germany, I'm down. Okay. I would love to go to Germany.
Right. Okay, that's all I need to know.
My dad spent time in Germany when he was in the military.
Yeah, so let's see if we can work something to shake some now. I mean, I ain't paying. You know, I pay for my food.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything else.
We'll do it like the Vegas thing last
year. Yeah, I'll even ride coach.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, like.
I think we rode coach to Vegas.
No, I'm talking about the back coach, even the cheaper ticket.
Oh, even the cheaper ticket. I saw one of those airlines, you know, one of the ones you can really get good deals on, they got it somehow passed where they're going to be able to have people standing.
What?
Standing room coach.
That can't be a long flight.
I must not be.
Oh.
But what's the difference? Like, I mean, as far as safety goes.
Oh,
plane goes down.
Plane goes down. It don't matter.
Whether you're sitting or standing, you're going down.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, if you're willing to take the discount,
whatever.
That standing room only costs $79.99. I'm flying from here to San Francisco.
From Atlanta to San Fran, standing up the whole time.
I don't know. I just saw that a couple weeks ago. I was like, wow,
that's pretty cool.
What are they going to think of next?
That's pretty cool, man. But I know because you got the prize picks and everything. What's the line on this game tonight? Because is it a touchdown?
Yeah, I saw 8.5 yesterday.
Oh,
I still
man.
See it at 8.5.
I like Dallas in that right there. Okay. I don't. I just think about first game. You know, Dallas offense is what they are. When Dak is healthy, they play well. You think about George Pickens. You think about CeeDee Lamb. You think about Ferg at tight end. Mm-hmm. The offensive line's not bad.
I'm really interested to see.
Thank you, Rusty. You know what? Rusty just gave me a mouthpiece for Samson. He lost his mouthpiece yesterday. He lost his mouthpiece yesterday.
Oh, that's nice.
No.
That's a nice one.
I tell you, he loves his Uncle Rusty. He stay late. Uncle Rusty keep him clean.
Hey, Jack needs one of those for the jungle gym.
Uncle Rusty keep my boy looking
That's
clean.
That's a nice one.
Yeah, he keep him looking clean, man.
Now, does he wear it or does he stick it in the helmet?
No, because
a lot of these guys just pop
league,
it up
in their
there.
League, they have to have
it. Oh, they do. Okay.
In the league. But,
I saw Tommy Castellanos running all over Alabama with his mouthpiece stuck on top of his helmet.
It's a different time, man. It's a different time. But, yeah, I just think Dallas – you know, I know with all the stuff with the whole Micah Parsons and everything, but, like, their offense, their receivers against these Dallas corners, I like it. Because, I mean, I love his Keely Ringo. He going to be picked on a lot. Mm-hmm. You telling me Adore Jackson is going to be the opposite corner? Because they're going to find ways to double-team CD. And you can tell me you're going to leave old George Pickens out there by himself?
No, I mean, that's one of the sneaky additions of the offseason where you're right. Because you can't. I mean, you have to pay extra attention to CeeDee Lamb. That guy's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL.
Yeah.
When Pickens has, I mean, I don't. It's so hard to say because he's played with such inconsistent quarterback play and he's such an inconsistent person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, you never know what he's going to do.
Yes.
But he's shown flashes, and you saw it at Georgia when he was healthy. He's made some catches that most guys can't make. Yeah, and you kind of look at that Philadelphia defense. Obviously, they still have tons of talented guys, and they still have tons of Georgia Bulldogs, but it's a pretty young secondary, and they've lost some guys over the last couple of years as well. Like you mentioned, now Quinyon Mitchell might be
– He's a dude.
He might – I know.
Dude.
He's going to the second. He might be one of the two or three best corners in the NFL already. But, yeah, no, that'll be really interesting. The story that came out this morning was interesting. The fact that I think everyone should have called the Cowboys about Micah Parsons.
Yes.
But the fact that the Eagles made a real strong push to try to get him.
Yeah.
Obviously, you can't trade him there.
Yeah,
because
they probably would. Because the thing about it is, he won the new contract. Dallas wanted whatever they wanted. They probably would have gave up Jordan Davis. Probably put Jordan Davis in that trade. I saw
now Carolina. Is Kenny Clark better than Jordan Davis?
Oh, he's younger.
I
think Jordan's younger.
Yeah,
and I think I want to see Jordan with this big weight loss that he just had this offseason, how he plays. Because this thing about him, he's playing for a new contract also. I saw where I think Shefty was talking about Carolina, but Carolina wasn't going to put Derrick Brown in there in that trade. So, I mean, it's, you know, Dallas, and much of it is Jerry's, I want to say, trying to clean things up or say we're good now. You did offer him a contract. Like, you wanted him to stay because what's the thing now? Oh, he was the podcast made people mad. He was a liked in the locker room. All this stuff.
He offered him a contract.
He offered him a contract.
Yeah, he just didn't do it the normal way.
Yeah, he offered him a contract.
He just didn't talk to his agent about it.
No, Jerry wanted him here.
And it was reportedly the highest contract for a non-quarterback in the NFL. There were no, I don't like his personality, which, by the way, just look at the history of guys that have gotten huge contracts from the Cowboys.
Yes.
Personality's got nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
Can you play?
Yes.
Those guys could. Yes. They got paid.
Yes.
Micah can. It didn't work out because of, obviously, it got personal with the agent and all that kind of stuff.
I'm laughing at that.
Yeah, no, that's like, so funny. Revisionist history is a real funny thing.
It's amazing when you got to try to clean some stuff up. Like,
he offered him $40 million.
Yes.
Like, it's like, personality.
And at that time, that deal was better than everybody's. Then Miles got his, and then went up all that. But, yeah.
Maybe it's because he wasn't very popular in the locker room.
You
know where he's popular? On the field.
Yeah,
sacking the quarterback.
So, yeah, whatever.
Causing mayhem.
Whatever that is. Yeah. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a good game tonight. Obviously, you know, Philadelphia. Because I didn't realize Dak has never lost to Philly. I think he's 6-0 against
Dak. I did not know that either.
6-0 against Philly.
Wow.
And so, I mean, he's going to come play. As long as he's healthy, the offense is going to play well. They got a couple of defenders back. We talked yesterday, Trayvon Diggs is playing in this game, but he hasn't done that in all offseason, so how rusty is he playing? I mean, I got my money now. I can go out there and just let it fly. I forgot Fowler's back. And so, I mean, they drafted him, and then the kid out of Boston College, the pass rusher, the little smaller dude, they drafted him in the second round.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they got some dudes over there, but I just think, you know, anxious to see can Saquon have another great year behind that offensive line, who got Dickerson back, who got hurt earlier in camp. So, I mean.
Oh, I don't know how to say his last name.
You know what I'm talking
right?
about. Right?
Yeah. That's the one you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But, I mean, Philly is, they are the most talented team in the NFC. I know Michael went over to Green Bay and all that, but these dudes still are the dudes, in my opinion, to beat.
I agree. Now, I mean, repeating as Super Bowl champion is almost impossible, but.
It has happened recently.
It has happened recently. Yeah. There was a team that just did it and almost did it 3 in a row. But yeah, I mean, that's one of the things we talked with Mark Schlereth about yesterday, and we'll get into as the show goes on today with the season starting up and just kind of, who do you think's good? Like, obviously Philadelphia is good.
Yep.
I think Dallas is okay. I don't think Dallas is going to make the playoffs. I think it's pretty hard to make the playoffs out of that division anyway, but I think they're okay. I think Philadelphia is really good.
Yeah.
That's not a hot take. They won the Super Bowl last year. No. We'll talk about who the other teams in the NFC that are up there with them are. Again, I keep reading these like front office people, scout, anonymous, whatever, and they're ranking the conferences. Falcons are outside the top 10 in a lot of these rankings.
Yep.
Like, which I can't really argue with them.
Well, you can't, man.
Kind of sucks to see that. Hopefully they're wrong.
They are wrong, Andy.
I hope they're wrong.
They are wrong. Damn it.
I hope they're wrong. We'll come back and get to what's trending here to kick off the show on a Thursday. First hour of the show brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Like within the organization, I think that was just the common goal, the common thing of getting some of our young guys out there to play so we can play faster, we can be better, we can grow together, we can get these guys going. And I think this was the appropriate year to do those things. You know, we had a more veteran-laced team last year, and they got more veteran-laced guys out there to be able to play for us. And some of those guys did some amazing things for us. Obviously, the great Grady was able to have to go to do some great things for us. He's not here anymore. We obviously got some great contributions from inside the nose tackle position. We got some great contributions from a bunch of guys on the edge, you know, but we've kind of moved on to some of the younger values and some of the younger core things that we want to do and some of our core beliefs, and that's definitely going to fall in line with
that. Oh, man. Well, I think.
What?
Because they're so young.
They are.
And the one thing about having a young team with a coach who is a possibility, if it doesn't go well, he might not be here, is that somebody might get the chance to enjoy those young guys, young players.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
Yeah. Damn, Randy. Y'all know what a damn Mitt.
I do.
Okay.
I do.
All right.
I just, what are you getting at?
Because, you know, because what he's talking about, the veteran leadership and all those guys that are gone, they're relying on so many young dudes. Mm-hmm. And at some of the most important positions in football.
The most important position
yeah. as far as quarterback.
And we'll let you hear from Panix in about 15 minutes as well. He was on with Dukes and Bell
yesterday.
The
other position where they pay to go get those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Those guys are rookies.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
The most difficult position to play on a defense is a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
The nickel position.
Mm-hmm. That's a rookie.
That's a rookie. So, but you still got really good veterans. I don't want to put it like that.
I would, because there's a lot of different, like, oversimplifications for teams leading into years,
yes.
right?
Yeah.
And this might be one, but
yes.
it's also very true when it comes to the Falcons. I think the headline leading into this year could very well be, the Falcons will go as their young guys go.
Yeah.
Like, if the young guys play, cause just because you're young doesn't mean you can't play well.
Right.
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 And I think this may be adding to the, I don't know what. I think the expectations on Penix kind of lives on its own. But if you add to it what you saw Jaden Daniels do last year in Washington and what CJ Stroud did the year before in Houston, you've seen rookie quarterbacks take teams to the playoffs in very recent history in the NFL. So maybe that adds to it a little bit as well, but I think the Falcons situation with how many young players they have at important positions, probably the biggest question mark storyline, whatever, leading into the season.
Yeah.
Cause that's what it's going to be. Cause you can include Penix in that with all those guys on defense.
Yeah.
Cause he's a rookie too.
He's a rookie too, man.
Pretty much.
I mean, you think about the interior of the defensive line. I mean, there's just so many just youthfulness. Now, Ra has had success with a team this young.
That's true.
They won 11 games.
In Tampa.
You know, in Tampa. So,
who was that quarterback?
Josh Freeman.
Josh Freeman.
So he has managed having young players and all those everything. And can't say that they can't do that now. And I'm not saying that it's going to be a hindrance because they have young players, because I don't know. Because young teams have won in this league.
Sure.
They have. And a lot of young teams have won mainly because their quarterback was young, but he played well with the young players. Look, anything is possible this year for the Falcons, but these guys, and when we talk about the guys that are replacing those veterans, mainly Grady, you know, they've got to play big. They've got to play well.
Yep. That's right. There's no other, you know, that's it. That's the bottom line of it.
It really is.
Yeah.
It really is. I mean, you're a veteran, you're star.
Here's the thing.
Your star players got to continue to play like stars.
Even if it is reasonable to say a month or six games into this season, like, the young guys are playing like young guys.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to want to hear
Nobody
it. Because if all the young guys play like young guys, there's a pretty good chance 6 weeks into this season we're having some tough conversations,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
And given all the context of how many years they've missed the playoffs, how many years the general manager has been here, what it took for Penix to become the starting quarterback with Cousins on the yeah. bench, like, all the different context of this team, like, you don't have the benefit of, well, we're going to grow with the young guys. There's other teams that have that right now because mm-hmm. they're young and it's a reset and it is what it is.
Right.
That's not what it is here.
No.
At least not from my perspective.
No.
Like, there's more to it than that. All that said, it's not going to surprise me if a lot of these young guys look young.
Yeah.
You know?
But
like, because they are.
But they can't.
Right.
You're counting on too much. You're counting on them too much. You got to have your young quarterback. And the reason I see a young quarterback has got to play well is because we've seen and I try not to be a person of trends and be like, well, because they did it, you have to do it here. But you have seen young quarterbacks play well. You saw Jaden Daniels play really good. Saw a quarterback the previous year. You know, and I think a lot of times people look at more stats than anything, but. Like, Drake May got better and better as the season went along. But there
absolutely.
Was no expectations for
no,
him.
No, that's the situation that most teams are in with young quarterbacks is.
But the Falcons aren't there.
Well, exactly. Yes. Exactly. That's a, I don't know. This is a better situation because the team's better.
Yes.
But just from a expectation versus performance perspective, that's a better one for the young guy. Because
right.
it's like he's allowed to learn and come along. They didn't win a bunch of games last year, but everyone in New England's convinced he's the guy.
Right.
Because he got better as the year went on.
Right.
And now they go into this year with a little bit more expectation. I mean, it's just, it's a very unique spot that the Falcons and Michael Penix find themselves in.
Yeah, because you look at his class, Michael's class, Bo Nix.
Right.
These guys played well. Now, the team was better around Bo Nix, I get granted, but like, the Broncos offense ain't better than the Falcons offense.
Mm-mm. Well, different. Like, obviously.
The play caller.
Yeah.
The play caller, definitely.
Yeah, but like the scheme of it.
Yeah, this is what I'm at, like, as far as, like, player for player, they're not better than the Falcons offense.
No, they don't have better skill position players.
No, so, I mean, it's okay to be greedy with the expectation for the quarterback, because I am. I think Michael Penix should be good this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do. He's played a lot of football. That helps a lot.
It's a big benefit.
He's played a lot of football. He's not real, you know, green and everything like that. He's still a young player, but he's played a lot of football.
And
a lot of those guys who had success.
Although, you know, from a NFL experience standpoint, he is still pretty much a rookie. He's not that, given that he played a couple games last year and was on the team. And it's the same offensive coordinator. So all of that should be a benefit. And again, like, none of that is to excuse any losing or overhype any winning or anything like that. That's just all true. I mean, that's just all true for what this football team is. And I think that's a lot of why when people analyze them from a national perspective, everybody has them right around 500 because no one really knows.
Right.
And that's what Mark Schlereth said yesterday when we talked to him about the NFC South. He was like, I feel like I know what the Saints are in a bad way. I feel like I know what the Bucks are in a good way. I feel like the Panthers will see that the Falcons are just a real mystery because of all the youth and newness at certain spots and all that. And I can't disagree with him. Like, I wish I could.
Right.
I wish I could adamantly say, you're wrong. They're going to be better than that.
But you're not.
I hope they are, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll find out Sunday. Here's the new shortstop welcoming himself to Atlanta.
He drives it to left. Ha-Seong Kim's first homer as a Brave is a big one. 3-1 Atlanta. Well, he crushed that thing.
That's how you you say hello to your new teammates.
Yeah,
that's
man.
The second. He had two hits his first night, too. Then he hits a home run last night to give the Braves the lead in the seventh inning that they did not give up. They win the game, so they kind of salvaged the road trip a little bit. Not that anyone's all that worried about that at this point. But the shortstop of the future, at least next year, hit a home run last night.
So we're sure he's opting in. Because is it a player's option?
It's a player option.
Okay.
$16 million.
Because I'm thinking if I get hot. Not a stretch.
He'd have to get pretty
high. And I hit me like another 10 more.
All right, if he hits 10 more home runs in September, he might opt out. But I would imagine he would opt in because then he's on what I think might be a good team. I don't know. I'm going to stop declaring things because I predicted the Braves would have 98 wins this year. And right now they have 63. So, and it's September. But I would think he would opt in. I know. It's not been good.
Damn.
And here's the stat of all stats to illustrate how not good it's been.
Crazy.
That home run last night is the first home run any Braves shortstop has hit this season.
Unbelievable.
That's
No, I don't think it's probably a big deal.
Yeah, it is. It's a big damn deal.
It's unbelievable.
Schnitt.
I don't know who was the first person last night to realize that, but then all the beat reporters tweeted it, and then everyone was running with it. And that's like the second worst shortstop production in Major League Baseball is the Rockies, who hilariously have Orlando Arcia. You know how many home runs their shortstops have hit this year? Nine. So the Braves are now 8 behind the second worst team. But yeah, I don't know. It's crazy. I don't know. Of all the bad stats of the year, that might be the absolute worst
one. Dude, that's just, I mean, but
it's shocking.
Is that not, you know, indicative of what the season's been?
It is.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, it just really
exactly
is.
Exactly what it is.
You know, and so you just take it and just keep it moving.
The problem with that one, though, is that was guys they planned on being here.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, left field went the way it went because Profar tested positive for PEDs. Since he's been back, he's been pretty solid, right? The pitching staff has gone the way that it has because everybody got hurt.
Right.
Now, the bullpen, these are guys they planned on being here who just weren't very good, although Iglesias has gotten it together.
He kind of looked like himself yesterday.
A little bit.
Like, what the
hell? He did allow a couple of guys
on base. I like the strikeout, though, because it was like, okay. The funny thing about it, because the crowd was going and everything, and I was like, dude, strike his ass.
It's always pretty badass to end the game with a strikeout looking.
Yes.
Like, you feel and like that crowd threw some
with that
nasty
crowd
stuff up there.
And everything. But he knew he messed up. He didn't do his usual two-hand point. Yeah, he like, oh, damn.
But the guys that didn't hit any home runs at shortstop this year for the Braves were the guys that were on the opening day roster.
Yes. Now,
like Nick Allen and Orlando Arcia were the
plan. What did Orlando Arcia do for them to just kick him to the curb like that? I know it wasn't good. I get it. But, like, they really just like, man, get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I think he said attaboy Harper. I think.
Do you really think that got him thrown out of here?
Yeah.
Attaboy.
I don't know.
You see,
I really don't know.
He had the cleats on the other day.
Who did?
Bryce Harper.
And they said attaboy Harper?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I saw that.
Well, no, I think what he did was bat 170.
Yeah, no. What did Nick Allen bat?
A year. Like a little better than that.
Like what, 173?
I don't know. Not good. But he played good shortstop.
Yeah, man.
Cheers. Yeah. Hey, Ha-Sung Kim's a gold glover a couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Yeah.
All right. So it looks like, you know, and it seems like he wanted to be here.
Picked him.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a nice translator. I saw him translating. There's nothing better than watching Paul Bird talk to him and then try to get him to translate with Paul. Paul Bird's the coolest dude ever. Having him, I didn't know Ozzy.
You can probably answer this for me. I was talking to my wife about this last night, just because the Mariners have had so many good Asian players throughout the years, mostly Japanese players, a couple Korean players too. Who's the best Asian player the Braves have had? Like, since there's been a huge influx of guys. I know Kurt Suzuki, but he's Asian American. Can you think of any guys?
I can't think of any.
Wow, I can't.
There
hasn't really been. I can't think of any big splash players.
Like any, right?
Yeah, I can't think
kind
of
weird.
I can't think of any. Well,
seems like they got
mostly
one.
Mostly West Coast, which makes more sense because the West Coast games are probably broadcast more and they're more familiar with them.
Oh, okay.
All right, we'll come back after Randy does this.
Join 929 The Game for each Falcons. After each Falcons game, for the Falcons flyover, it's your chance to call in, react to the Falcons game. And it's brought to you by Ticketmaster, the official ticket marketplace of the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons flyover. Remember, as soon as the game is over, immediately follows right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, speaking of the Falcons, we'll talk about them next. We'll let you hear from the head coach and the quarterback. They were both on with Dukes and Bell yesterday, so don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
On the game.
You get the bag and tumble it, fumble it, and I get the bag and tumble it.
Tumble it, fumble it, bumble it.
Air league.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Trillville Thursday, boop, obviously, as you can tell. 20 minutes away from an NFL no huddle where we will get into everything going on around the National Football League, including the fact that today's opening day. Had you heard?
Yeah, man.
Opening day in the National Football League tonight. It'll be right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game between the Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. Pregame at 7, kickoff just after 8:15, and then obviously the Falcons kick things off on Sunday. Also right here, so we'll get into all of that in 20 minutes. Of course, we're going to let you hear from Raheem Morris and Michael Penix in just a few minutes as well.
And one of my – I love stand-ups. One of my favorite ones was Jamie Foxx when he – and the title of it was May Need Security. Mm-hmm. Pablo Torres might need security, dog.
Oh.
My old Pablo, old deep dive and everything. And
I know he's doing too good of a job.
He's doing too
he?
Good of a job. Yeah. And I know that, you know, if you don't know, he talked about, you know, the it's some maybe under the table type dealings with the Clippers as far as how Kawhi Leonard was paid. And that was coming out. I saw the Clippers statement. Like, it seems like Ballmer was scammed. He's a victim of this and all this other stuff. Then I saw Pablo Les. Like, he said, and he's going after the Knicks next.
Okay.
So, yeah, Pablo might need security out there.
Here's the thing.
It's great, but it's happened before. Happened to 49ers.
Which?
As far as, like, kind of the situation, as far as paying players.
Oh, well, it happened to every big-time college football program for decades.
Yes.
Like, this is pretty standard operating procedure in college football for years and years and years. Is you get paid to do nothing, so you'll play for the team.
Yes. Like, no show jobs.
Now, again, in college football, it wasn't $28 million, and there's no collectively bargained salary cap either.
Right.
That's supposed to level the playing field across the board and make it so if you have the sixth richest person in the world owning your team, it doesn't make that much of a difference because everybody's playing by the same rules.
Right.
I guess not.
Nope.
I guess they're not. Now, I also say, I bet it's happened. I don't want to speculate on who or whatever, but like team-friendly deals for guys that do it for a really long time, I've always been suspicious.
Oh, no.
Of.
Let me tell you something. And I will always say this, and people will never. Tom Brady did not take team-friendly deals without getting some money.
Something.
I would always tell you, Tom Brady took less money than y'all see.
Oh, yeah. Against the salary cap, he took less money.
Robert Kraft hooking. Robert Kraft got so many investments all over this world.
You know how hard it is to be retired? And I know he's Tom Brady, played for a long time and all that.
Yes.
You know how hard it is? Just like the difference in money between the guys that play and the guys that own and the guys that fund all that kind of stuff. That's just a different, it's a different thing. If you need any further proof than that, look who just got the 10%. Of the Giants.
Yes.
Eli tried.
Yes.
He made more money than anyone. He made more money than Tom Brady did that we know of in his NFL career.
Yes.
He didn't have the money to buy that 10%. Strahan, who's like the biggest media guy in the universe, tried to get it, couldn't. They sold it to the Koch brothers.
Yes.
You know why? Because they've got billions and billions and billions of dollars. But Tom Brady owns the Raiders. How'd he do that?
Yeah,
not the whole thing, I understand.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, though, don't believe that. But I think I heard Orrin yesterday when they were talking about it. I think he said about something happened with Joe Smith back in the day with Minnesota and all those different things. But yeah, man, this is funny as hell because the no-show part is the funny part. And then the whole thing with Kawhi is because I'm like, a lot of people are like, well, how did he get Kawhi to come to L.A., the Clippers? Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that.
All the money, which, by the way, he did get a max contract from them as well, which is couple hundred million dollars.
Yes.
Paul George.
Yes.
He's from there.
Yes.
He picked him.
Yes.
And Ballmer's giving him a little extra on the side. And what they should have done.
And don't he get a helicopter to the game? Because he lives. He's from San Diego.
Yeah, right.
So I'm like, yeah.
What they should have done yesterday is just get him out in front of the facility planting a tree.
Yes.
There it is.
There it is right
There's
there.
There's your
look.
$50 million
Bam.
Tree.
There we go. There we go.
But back to the Pablo Torre thing.
$28 million no-show.
The hard part for me, because Pablo Torre is doing really good investigative journalism, sometimes on stories that really need investigating and sometimes on stories that we sort of view as trivial. And I think the thing that most people turn to right now is the Bill Belichick one, right? It's like, why would you dig so deep in that? That's kind of silly.
Yes.
But that's been his biggest, like, clicker of the year.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So it's like, the thing everyone says who cares about that tends to be the thing that gets clicked on the most.
Yes.
So I guess proof is that everybody cares about it. But he, you know, he's been doing really good investigative stuff for a really long time.
Yes.
And that show that he does, you know, again, the Belichick one, take it or leave it, however you want. This is not like Watergate. He's done some stuff on that show that's really good and really important. Yeah. But he's good at it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The whole Belichick thing seemed personal to me. That's how I took it.
Yeah,
I
don't think so.
That's how I took it.
I just think he dug his teeth into something.
I took it like, what does it matter who? Like, I still don't understand the problem with Bill dating a young gal. I don't get it.
No, I don't either.
The quarterback is the same age as his girlfriend. So good for Bill. Good for Bill.
Yeah,
they got stuff that helps out with that.
Yeah. Now, you if it was my grandpa, I'd be like, hey, what's going on here? But
really?
It's not.
Man, please.
Yeah, probably.
Man, please. Man, please. I ain't had my grandpa been gone a long time. I wouldn't care if he had some old young tenderoni. I just want to go to your house all the time to look at her. Yeah, I don't care about it. Man, please.
It's your grandma now.
As long as I ain't got to call a grandma, I don't get. Let these folk be who they want to be with.
Yeah, do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But again, like, that story is not worthy of award-winning investigative journalism.
Andy, this stuff here, they're talking about this man might lose his team.
Even though this still, to me, does not rise to the level of, like, what he's capable of, he should be reporting on the government. Like, he should be reporting on international dealings and things like that. Like,
he goes in.
The level of information that he's unearthing and, like, that he's revealing that no one else can get, he should be, go get the Epstein stuff. Do something, you know? Do something. You want to talk about young, anyway, that's probably the wrong thing. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about something valuable, go do that. No offense, I don't really care that much if Kawhi Leonard got $25 million to plant a tree.
But again,
some of the other stuff that he's reported on and the show has covered has been really good and really important. And here's the thing about this now. He's now sort of becoming the guy in investigative journalism in sports. He probably already has been, but he's really getting a higher profile. Now people start coming to you with stuff. It's like, hey.
Oh, that's true.
I got a pretty good idea.
Like, give you a manila folder with a top hat over your eyes and one in a Parker.
You start doing enough of these.
Yeah, Pelican brief,
and get them right. So now anybody who's done anything a little underhanded in sports is like, you find Pablo Torre sniffing around,
uh-oh,
you better get your act together.
Hey, start deleting and shredding.
Because he's about to find out.
Yep.
And he's going to post it, and then you're screwed.
Delete and shred.
You think they're going to take Ballmer's team?
I don't know. I don't know. But if they look at it from a standpoint where he was trying to cheat.
Well, he was.
Yeah.
He was trying, and he did.
I don't put it on the egregiousness of what the dude he bought the team from.
No.
Nowhere close.
No, it's not, but
the competitors of the game and all the
Adam
spirit
Silver
of the game.
Adam Silver has said that the circumventing the salary cap is a cardinal sin.
Yes.
Like, that's a direct quote.
Yeah.
Cardinal sin means
you're fired.
You're fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, shouldn't have written it down. Like, do it like all the college boosters used to do.
Keep in the head.
Don't, man. Just give it to him.
I never write a number down.
You don't write a number down. The details of there was a contract.
Yes.
Like, what are we doing?
LLCs and all that.
Do all that.
With abbreviated, with two in it.
How new are you to the Bagman game?
KW2.
What are we doing? I don't know. All right, let's hear from Raheem Morris. He was on with Dukes of Bill yesterday talking about a number of different things ahead of the Falcons' first game on Sunday. Let's start with him talking about Brandon Dorlus, one of the really nice performers of preseason and training camp.
I really don't care about depth charts, to be honest, but Dorlus has done a phenomenal job, and you know, there's certain packages that he will get to start in, and he's been outstanding all year. He's been outstanding all camp. He's done such a really good job. You know, all those guys, like we've talked about probably throughout the whole process, is how much those guys are going to roll up front. You'll see all those guys in starting roles at some form or some fashion, but he's done a great job in some of the sets that we're talking about and some of the things that we're going to call up and be able to put out there in personnel groupings.
How do you view, I mean, I understand what he's saying there. I think someone who's done it understands probably a little bit better than people that see a depth chart. Because people see it and they're like, oh, he's ahead of Rook?
Right.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
He runs out of tunnel.
Oh.
At starting defensive tackle, that thing. Because as much as they rotate. Now, it makes a big deal because a lot of times, and it's still true to this day, your starters play longer and play more. And things like that. That's why I heard, you know, people are kind of making a big deal out of neither James Pierce or Jalen being listed as number one on the depth chart defensively. I thought James Pierce would be one of the starters.
So it's Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebikidi?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. You just look at it from a standpoint of if you produce, you'll move up. Maybe it's just a rookie thing. You don't want to put him up there. Does not say, you know. And then a lot of times, Andy, you don't even know what the offense is going to come out. Hell, we might not know what Tampa comes out. Tampa might come out in different formation and all of them out there.
Right.
So I try in my best not to put, I mean, if it's a quarterback position or something.
Sure, yeah, right.
But when you look at, when I'm talking about especially this early on in the season, a position where a lot of guys play, those guys play, nobody rotates more in games than the defensive line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the offensive line, we know, don't shuffle in and out. Receivers rarely, unless the third receiver's coming in or something like that. But nobody rotates more people in and out than the defensive line.
Yeah, their D-line coach earlier in the preseason or in training camp said he doesn't want any of those guys to play more than four plays in a row.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to be cycling in and out.
So that's why I say it really don't matter because – especially on this defense, the disparity of plays is not going to be, oh, this guy played 30 and some other guy played 15. And I'm talking, no, it'll be up. Now, I don't know Jalen because he's back and all those different things. They say he's full boat, ready to roll and everything like that. But, yeah, I don't – at that edge position, I just don't see it. And I could be wrong, and I'll wait till Monday till we get the snap count and all those different things. That big, where it's going to be double. Where Arnold Ebikidi and Leonard are going to play double of what James Pierce is like.
Yeah, I get what you're saying, like from what they hope standpoint, right? I think also what happens in the game is going to determine it too, right? Like some of those guys are just going to be better in rundown situations. And if they can't get Tampa into third and seven and third and eights and stuff like
don't matter.
It's third and two every
don't
single
matter.
Time, you're what?
I'm agreeing with you. It don't matter.
Okay.
It don't matter.
Yeah, I'm just – so that'll be a part of it too is – what happens in the game. You know what I mean? We can say all this stuff about what we want to see, who needs to play, who's here, who's there. It's like, well, if Tampa's picking up 7 yards a carry every single run, then all the edge rush stuff doesn't really matter as much as we hoped that it would.
Yeah, because they're smart enough to know that, hey, let's keep running the damn ball.
Just keep running the ball. As they did last year in that second game against
the Falcons.
Yeah, keep
running the damn ball.
Let's hear Raheem talking about the other side of the ball, a guy who we don't know how much we'll see of him, if we'll see any of Darnell Mooney.
Day-to-day Mooney, looking good, was out there with us yesterday a little bit, moving around, doing some things, so we'll see.
What do you need to see from Mooney to make him not day-to-day anymore?
Really, Allison, that is a tricky question, because that is one of those things where it's just a medical deal, and it's like, if he's ready to go, he's ready to go.
He won't be,
but, you know, it'd be a day-to-day deal. We get a chance to wait until up until that last minute, so hopefully we'll get a chance to see one of our better players out there.
When they have good news, they'll tell you. When it's not good news, that's what it sounds like.
It don't seem like you're going to – and the thing with the shoulder is, like, you know, they come in and you're like, okay, we're going to see him go through workouts and see – I mean, warm-ups and see how it feels the day of the game. What the hell you want your shoulder with?
Right.
You know, I've had to do –
one of these?
Yeah, I mean, I've had to do the before the game, you know, and see how you're moving and all those, and it was always for a lower leg. And I had plenty of shoulder injuries, but it was like, you know – it just don't sound like he's going to play.
It just makes me also wonder, like, what's going on inside that shoulder? You know what I mean?
That's why I said, what's wrong?
Because there's a lot that's in there.
What's
shoulders
wrong?
Get dislocated, but then there's bones up in there, too.
Yeah.
Like, what is exactly going on with that shoulder?
I don't know. And again, I've had plenty of AC joints, and it could be that. It could be something where it was a partial separation. I know. Right. I mean, no, I know Terrence Edwards.
You can tear
bone,
stuff.
Got this. Had a bone sticking up out of his shoulder. He could play with it.
Oh, really?
And so I don't. I mean, there's different things with it.
Sure.
So,
right. And we don't know.
And you just don't know.
We don't know because they don't have to tell us, and they haven't, and we'll have to find out on Sunday. I mean, obviously, hopefully he can go, but as you've mentioned multiple times over the last couple of weeks, now that he's missed all this time, what's he even going to be capable of?
He's missed a lot of time. He's missed a lot of time.
Tired, man.
He's missed a lot of time.
He hasn't played football. All right. Here's Michael Penix talking about his process on game day.
You know, and obviously you can't, it's not you just wake up to game day. You know, you got steps, you know, each and every day. You know, we getting better, and that's what it's about. You know, getting better each and every day. And I know when game day come up, you know, the whole game plan will be in, and I'll be ready, and that's all it is.
The quicker you can get into a routine, the better. Yeah. You know, Bunk, it's like, and it's always, the one thing you always try to do is keep that same routine every single week. Yeah.
Nice that it's a home game.
Yeah, definitely, you know, and obviously, and especially because he's from that area, and so yeah,
that's true.
You know what I mean, and so, but yeah, I just think that, you know, the quicker you can get a routine. I know he's been talking to Matt Ryan and things like that.
Yeah, he did say earlier this week a lot of his week prep has been leaning on Matt.
It's great,
yeah,
it's great, man. But
Matt did it a long time.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing is the routine, the weekly routine in the NFL season, because it goes so fast. Sunday's here before you freaking know it.
Well, and I bet not only that, I bet it's like week 7 before you know it.
It is.
I bet it's crazy.
It's a crazy, crazy, crazy.
Because it's like that for us when we're talking about it. It'll be Halloween, snap your finger.
Yes.
It's got to be even faster when you're in it. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL no huddle. Here's how fast it is. It starts tonight.
In L.A. No, I'm sorry, Philly.
I was like, wait, they're playing a neutral site game? All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio. The first hour of the show, by the way, as always, brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.